15 pin intermediate. I'm ready to go over the sill.
Just a second.
Yep, my check lift.
Right and left.
Hey, come on, dude. Deploy the LEC into Mesa. Mobility, CG, lift down and reach arm motion, walking balance, and all that good stuff. All right.
Just a second. Pull the door all the way back.
They hand you something.
Can you go out and then I'll hand it to you?
I'm stuck under something again. You're bumping into the purse there. Just forward.
Purse?
Into the purse.
Okay.
Now you're in good shape.
Okay.
Go straight down from where you are.
Okay.
Good. That's good.
Okay.
Doing good. You're headed right square out the hatch. You have to bend over more, though. Oh, wait, 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 wait. Oops. Come forward a little. Move to your right. There you are. Now go. We're getting that little line. Got to kneel down a little more. I'll push you if you don't mind. What am I hung on?
Nothing.
You're okay.
Get this garbage bag in my way.
Okay.
look out your window?
Sure. Alright, I think I see what's wrong.
What's the problem?
Oh, an LEC came out of the bag in three pieces, and as you would well imagine, I picked the wrong piece.
You want me to pull it back in and throw you the end?
No, that's not the problem.
There's no trouble.
I got it right now. Man, they aren't good when they say things get dusty. I'm headed down the ladder.
Okay, wait, let me get the old camera out of here.
Okay.
Crater.
The old surveyor, huh?
The old surveyor, yes, sir. Does that look neat? It can't be any further than 600 feet from here. How about that?
Well planned.
Let me see. I got a little chore to do here, right?
Say again?
I say that was well planned, Pete.
Yeah, just a couple of months with a lot of people. Let's see, deploy the LEC and the Mesa, that's done. I'm looking at my mobility, PG shift. I have the decided impression I don't want to move too rapidly, but I can walk quite well. That surveyor really is sitting on the side of a steep slope, I'll tell you that. Okay. I'll work on my contingency sample. Gotta walk real careful, Al.
Okay.
Can you see me all right?
Not yet. Let me get back of the window for just a second.
Okay. Window's a little low in a hurry.
You might suspect from some of the pictures Neil brought back, gang. I have several small rocks sitting out in front of me that have a neat mound of dirt built up around them. I'm not sure that my descent engine didn't blow them there, but then again, it may not have.
Roger, Pete. Copy that.
I have the
dirt
build
up on
sample.
The side closest to the left.
Well, let me, I'm going over to get my contingency sample, and I'll get one of the rocks in the sample. And, yeah, as a matter of fact, it is built up on the side that's the limb landed on. Let me get it. Well, there's one scoop. There's another with some more rocks in it. It starts just like the 16G airplane now. Flies up in the air, you get to chase it around. It's wild, I'll tell you. You know, the sun, it really is. It's just like somebody's got a super bright spotlight. Here's another good looking rock. Whoops. And the emblem. Got another rock I want to get in it. I think that's about enough, don't you? Except this one big rock's too pretty to pass up. No, it may not be a hog. Won't fit. Go over here and get this other one, though.
Well, you sure lean forward, Pete.
Hey, lean forward. I feel like I'm going to fall over in any direction.
You're leaning about.
Hey, Houston, one of the first things that I can see, by golly, is little glass beads. I got a piece about a quarter of an inch in sight, and I'm going to put it in a contingency sample bag. I can get it. I got it. Am I really leaning over, Al?
Sure are you. On Earth, you'd fall over, I believe.
Huh?
On Earth, you'd fall over leaning that far forward.
It seems a little weird, I'll tell you. I don't think you're going to steam around here quite as fast as you thought you were.
Tell you, your boots are digging in the soil quite a bit. If you don't pick up your feet, you really kick a load of dirt ahead of you. Your left foot's got a big mound ahead of it right now. It's been pushing along.
Uh-oh. Did I hear a tone?
Yeah, I got an H2O.
Hey.
You do?
Yeah, I wonder why.
Hey, Houston?
Al, verify Pete Waters on.
It's been on. It's still on.
Boy, do I sink in. Wow.
Pete Waters on. It's still real cool in here.
Al, diverter valve to minimum.
Okay, it's minimum now. What do you think I may have done? Broken through the sublimator or something?
That's affirmative, Al. We have a good shot of you there, Pete.
Okay, well, I'm starting to take his baby apart. While I'm doing that, Houston, the descent engine is just like Neil. I didn't dig any crater at all. Now you really got to watch your step down here. All those good things in this mesa. Things that I've seen before. Didn't hardly stroke the gear at all, and it looked like we were. Looks like I landed just about vertical. Just like Neil. If I said, Al, you get on a little slope and you tend to keep on going. Would you believe it? The mesa's too low for once.
Al, how is the feed water look now?
Well, it's still got an A in there, but I'm plenty cool. I went back to minimum, and I'm sitting here at minimum. What do you think happened?
Al, we'd like to watch it a bit. It could be instrumentation. Stand by.
Okay. How long have I been out, Houston?
Steve, you've been out 25 minutes, and you're about 4 minutes ahead.
Okay, I got the table out. Tested the mesa. I'm setting up the ETB at this time. Let's see, how is this tucked? Very nice. Very nice. Hey, Al?
Yep.
Can work out here all day. Just take your time. Almost too cold on intermediate. I'm thinking seriously of going to end. Here's some color charts. Al is getting this thing up. Getting what up? The ETB. Oh, yeah, guys. We'll see what happens. Okay. How's your water?
Oh, it still shows an A, but it's cool and maybe instrumentation.
Let's hope so. Just beginning to warm up to this task. Sounds like a diesel truck running out here. Comforting to know that it's running. I'm off to get the battery. Hey, I think I know what happened, Houston. I think I know what happened. Front of the cabin.
That's what had happened to the cliff.
That's it.
The door swung shut like it did before and probably bothered the sublimator because it wasn't in a good vacuum anymore.
Uh-huh.
So I opened the door and it's probably going to start working in a minute.
I said, hope so. When you opened the door, that thing shot ice balls straight at that.
Yeah, there's probably all from my, never thought you'd have to do that.
Hey, you bent the outside of our front hatch on the way out. You tore some of the skin. How'd I do that?
I don't know. Must have hit your cliff there. It's got a nice scrape mark right along the way out.
Sorry about that. We're going to be gentle.
Houston,
Al, it's looking better.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't realize that the hatch had closed quite so...
slightly like that. It just, when I was working on the other side of the cabin, the hatch went closed and I didn't notice it. And apparently it quit holding a good vacuum in here. My H20A flag is off now, so everything's copacetic.
Roger, Al, looks good down here.
Okay. Okay, I got both canisters, Al, both batteries. As soon as I get them in here, I gotta pack the contingency sample. Okay. Sit tight, wait for you, Bert. Okay, I tell you, you really can't move as fast as I thought you could. I gotta take it real easy. Get the feeling that I'm most spiffy on the balance up here.
Going.
got it.
Okay. I'll have this stuff right back out to you in a flash.
Okay, let me see. While you're doing that, what was I supposed to do? Oh, I know. Possible TV deploy. I'll go work on the, tripod.
Okay.
Trying to learn to boost faster. Pretty good. Hey, I feel great. How long we been out, Houston?
Pete, you're 34 minutes into the EVA and you're right on the nominal timeline.
sampled in quite a few places, Houston, so I'm taking a bunch of pictures.
Roger, Pete. Pete, for your information, for those photos, your shadow line right now is about 45 feet on a level plane.
Okay. Very good. Contingency sample area, I got deployed a color chart. Take your time, Al. Hey, I'm learning to do it.
Attaboy.
Okay. You look great. Welcome aboard. Okay, place. Wait a minute. Chart I didn't get. Deploy caller chart on undisturbed service. Didn't make it. Contingency sample area I got. SST egress I got. I'm off for the S-band antennae.
Okay. Right, that sun is bright.
Yep, take it easy.
It feels
good. Oh, you really do begin to adapt.
You hop a little bit.
If you turn around and walk over to your right a little bit and look over in that crater, you're going to see our pal sitting there. That's one steep slope it's on. Okay, now what have you got all over your boot? Stop. Picked up a piece of landing gear. Inflation.
Okay. Here we go.
Attaboy. Okay, I'm going after
you. You gotta watch it. It's shattered.
Yep.
You can't see what you're doing.
Come over here where I am. See that surveyor sitting there?
There that thing is. Look at that.
You look how close we almost landed that crater.
It is a V.
Look at the descent engine. It didn't even dig a hole.
Okay. Houston.
Houston, I'm in the process. Go ahead, Houston. Hey, Al.
Pete, yes. Would you give us a status on the LEM and also some comments on your boot penetration?
Okay, my comments is exactly the same as Neil and Buzz. Every time I get near one of these little craters, I sink in a lot further. I say on footsteps or sinking
in. What do you want to do with it?
Put it over by that fly gear. I've got to cover that rock box with it later. Remember last minute change. And, where was it?
Any more comments about the jet?
Well, I think it's pretty much the same as Neil and Buzz said, don't you, Al?
I do. One thing I noticed is it seems to compact into a very shiny surface. I mean, I guess the particles are very small and very cohesive, so when you, every footprint, as you look at it, looks almost like it's a piece of rubber itself. It's so well defined and you can't see any grains in it or anything.